This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so far it's been all exits for the Cowboys. Pollard and Biotish are gone, and so is expected Michael Gallup to be before too long. Have a list here of free agents the Cowboys could target on offense. Help available at running back and offensive line. This is Michael Gelkin in the Morning News. An article like this is going to be getting some very significant updates, including running back Aaron Jones, who was released by the Packers, surprisingly, after the final five games of the season and how he ran in the playoffs. I was pretty surprised, but has he been a guy that's been injury-prone throughout his career? Is he hard to keep on the field?
He has been a little banged up, and then they just signed Josh Jacobs. So I guess they wanted to get Aaron Jones to restructure his contract. He was unwilling to do so, so they just decided to move on, and they'll have a fresh backfield next year led by Josh Jacobs.
GBAG Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. How much is a veteran running back of interest for you guys right now? Do you think it's a must-do, or would you be good with, like, Rico Dowdle and a draft pick?
I'd be fine with Rico Dowdle and a draft pick, but I think I'd probably like to go get a veteran running back on the cheap. Maybe it's a Devin Singletary or somebody like that. I know Medford was throwing around Gus Edwards, and if you're looking for a short yardage guy who can get those first downs and get those touchdowns, punch it in, he's one of the best around. I don't know what he is going to garner on the open market, but he would be like the biggest name guy, I think, that I'd be interested in maybe going to get. But everything is, hey, is it $2 million? Okay. But that's pretty much is what I'm willing to do there.
Yeah, the Ravens gave him 9 carries at or inside the opponent's 2, and he scored a touchdown on 8 of those.
Yeah, he's just a magnet for that.
You know,
he's also a hurt guy, though. That's the
issue. He is, for sure.
He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. But, yeah, that's also why you'd probably be able to get him at a reasonable price.
For me, what comes to mind, and tell me if you guys agree with this as well, but I would be cautious or cynical about a guy's production who ran with a great running quarterback.
That's absolutely fair. That's absolutely fair. Because you're so worried about Lamar Jackson. I mean, I wonder how in those short yardage situations. I mean, even in those short yardage situations, you're still worried.
Beat you to the pylon.
Yeah,
stretch out. Yeah,
exactly. Or if you have like a Josh Allen, I'm gonna be the guy that runs through you there. So, I mean, yeah, I think that actually there's something to that. I think.
Yeah, you know it. In the NFL, those linebackers have to be firing and just going full send, even to meet a runner on a traditional play. If you make them just check up for an eighth of a second, I think it's the difference of making the play or not. Brian, what do you say?
No, I think you're absolutely right about that. The thing that I kind of felt like about these running backs, once the first one went, that we'd kind of start to see all the guys file in place, because there's just not enough chairs. There's too many good quality. I've never seen a free agency group of running backs this good. And so, it's once that you start to get an idea where the money is, I think these guys are going to start signing up quick. They don't want to be without a chair. But to your point, yeah, you've got to find a way to they really do, they kind of feel like that they can wait on these running backs, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Pollard thing, hey, circle back. Well, it never got to circle back. You know, they kind of like Hunter Lipke. And for that short yardage stuff that you guys were talking about. Now, we saw what happened in the Miami game with Hunter Lipke on the goal line. But for the short yardage stuff and all that, they're kind of like, well, maybe we have that type of guy. So the draft will afford him some younger legs. But I'm interested to see where some of these other running backs might end up now that we kind of have an idea where the money might be.
You definitely do not want to be signing today. Saquon got $3 and like $37 million from
right.
Philadelphia, and Pollard's getting $8 million a year from Washington. I don't know. I don't know what the money settled in
Tennessee.
That's right, Tennessee, my bad.
No, no problem.
Rico is a free agent, probably a league minimum type deal. Zach Moss's 26-year-old contract dispute between the Colts' Jonathan Taylor from playing the first four games last season and starting the ensuing two. Moss averaged 4.9 per carry, rushed 96 times for 466 and four touchdowns. That efficiency faded down the stretch, but Moss is a proven cog in a committee-style backfield. Zach Moss, that sounds like, hey, at $3.5 million a year or something like that, I'd be excited. Ty Johnson is a free agent as well. He featured with 54 yards in the Bills' blowout win over the Cowboys and could draw consideration on a one-year minimum contract. So I think there's good options out here. You're under $5 million.
I like what the Chiefs talking about with Singletary, though. Like in 37 games, he had over 800 yards rushing. He's averaging like over 4.5 yards a carry, 20 touchdowns. You know, he's only played 37 games, too. So that's kind of like when you're thinking about tread on the tire guy, but still high yards per carry. He would be a pretty good option for you, I believe.
I agree. I think Devin Singletary is an underrated kind of dude to get on the super cheap at the running back spot. Of course, ultimately, you're drafting a guy to hopefully be your main dude, but I think Singletary is a nice, cheap veteran option. And if you had him in fantasy this year, you had games where you're looking like, oh my gosh, Devin Singletary, you did that today?
Him and Zach Moss definitely both were two guys that saved some fantasy seasons. I like both of those options. I think Singletary earned himself some money this past year. I wonder what he ends up getting on the open market because he looked like he could be a starter. Zach Moss, I think, is a complimentary guy. I think he's not a dude that's going to be a number one back. I like him as a tandem type of dude. So I think that's why he'd be a little bit cheaper. But we'll see. I mean, they're not going to sign a dude for another couple weeks.
Good point to the 6'8", you can always pivot at any time 3.5 yards per carry with Frank Gore.
He's always ready to pick up the phone. That's so true.
You know, there's a lot of those guys available. I just think, you know, like some of the Texans people are frustrated. Like, well, we don't have anybody in the running back room. And I'm okay with that because for the last 5 years or 6 years, really, they've paid over $10 million a year to get average production. So if there's not a great opportunity to get way above average production for less than market value, then what you want is your team to take the league minimum player who's going to give you 4 yards per attempt. Because that's what Tony Pollard got you last year and Zeke did the year before for $10 and $12 million. So this is what you want. If you don't have the superstar runner, which, by the way, are hard to find and even harder to predict if it's going to happen again next year. I mean, so you almost have to hope you find the superstar running back in your draft in the second, third, fourth round so you don't have to pay him big and then let him go even if he has a monster season. This is a very difficult position to manage. I think the toughest economy of any position in the NFL, and the bad teams are falling prey to old style thinking, which is we got to have a bell cow runner. We have to have a guy we can depend on. And they end up paying these guys literally, the Cowboys have made a huge mistake, 10 times more than what you should. 10 times more. That's $50 million over the last 5 years. If you just take that amount of money and put it on one season, let's go get a pass rusher, a corner, and a wide receiver, you might have a Super Bowl by now. But instead, the Cowboys, who for years set the tone of what the team building philosophy was going to be. What is the meta? What is the absolute best way to get this done? The Cowboys used to do that. Now, they're not only copycatting, but they're copycatting strategies from over a decade ago.
Yeah, they're late to the party.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're here now at this position. And I think we should all feel very good about every player that was a Cowboy technically when they woke up this morning and is now, for the most part, a Commander, or Tony Pollard now a Titan. This is fine. We've been trying to replace Biotish all offseason. Yeah. We're looking forward to drafting a center.
Absolutely.
We've been talking about running backs. Like Dorrance Armstrong, we haven't even brought up because he's a nice role player and he'll make a special teams play for you from time to time. He's nobody to cry about losing. So anybody they've lost today is not a big deal. It just blows that they're not going to actually bring anybody in today either.
The last time they had to do this was 2011, and they emerged in 2014 a lot better. You know, they had realized, well, we need to build through the offensive line. We have to remake our team. And they came out in 2014 on fire. I think that is probably scheduled for 2026 right now, unless they just dominate the draft.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander is standing by. Did you bet today?
You see, I'm just trying to be all I can be. Oh, yeah. How y'all doing?
Awesome.
Excellent, sir.
Great. Yeah, gravy. All right, that's good. Our champion right here is a little peewee football player. Oh, I'm going too fast, Dawson. Yeah. Can you put some sauce on that G-Bag of the Day for me?
Yes, the G-Bag of the Day, of course, is the best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. We'll play them all. Vote on which one we like the best. That'll be your G-Bag of the Day.
I was speeding. Speeding right there. Yeah, here we have a little football player. A little peewee football player. It's his first time playing football, I figure. And he's just trying to play it safe. Just trying to play it safe. And he's our winner so far.
We got an interview, man. Hey, man, what position you want to play, man?
Safety.
Why you chose that position?
Because it sounds safe.
Because it sounds safe? All right, you want to be on the safest place in the field, huh?
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to see if we can keep you safe, all right? All right, keep working hard, man. Coach, that's your safety, Coach.
No.
Yeah, Coach.
That's your safety, Coach.
Yeah.
You're going to get scheduled for homecoming.
I don't know if you have the football mentality, son.
Keep working hard.
Yeah, try kicker.
What's today's date?
11th.
March
11th.
3-11. All right, let's go to Kevin Harlan over the weekend. He had to read a promo during the game. He did an amazing job of reading his promo for CBS.
The new season of Halo is now streaming exclusive Paramount Plus. Watch Master Chief and his team of Spartans take on alien threats to save all of humanity. It's hoping to read it with some vigor and as a thespian.
Well, humanity will certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, good. Paramount Plus will carry that original series Halo.
He read it with some vigor. And as a thespian.
You
almost screamed right there.
That always drives me crazy when they ask me to like be some emotion or another. Like I'm a hot damn radio personality.
Yeah,
okay? I'm gonna read this in the way that I talk, and the audience is gonna effing love it.
Yeah, how about
okay?
that?
How about that?
Tell me how to do this. I know how to
cut
do this.
Cut the check.
It might not call for vigor at the moment. It might call for something else, not vigor.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yesterday was a church day. I hope you got your blessing, folks. Every day above ground is a blessing, so try to do that.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be out here wilding. I tell you this every Friday. I give you the weekend warning because I want you to be here on a Monday.
There you go.
All right, we got a church situation. Matter of fact, let me play this one first before I get to the other one because the other one kind of makes me mad. We got a pastor that mashes up the word shame and guilt together.
And if there's any doubt, God, I pray that they look to the cross where you bled and you died for them. So they don't have to carry shit shame or guilt, God, they can just walk in the freedom that you have provided.
I mean, for real, though, he's really telling the truth.
He is.
He's telling the truth. He would have kept it.
That resonated.
Yeah.
I think Schilt should be a new word.
No, I'm all for creating
this is shame guilt.
Yeah. Shame guilt.
Yeah. I got a bad today, buddy. Dealing with the Schilt. Tough Schilt.
Real bad
Tough Schilt.
Yeah.
Like, just Pepto Bismol for that, man.
Yeah, dude, I got Tums in my bag.
You sound dehydrated, brother.
No, I'm serious,
case
bro.
Of the Schilt,
yeah,
guys.
I got the Schilt.
A bunch of bullshit. Oh, you overdid it with the Metamucils today?
Yeah.
I think I hit the sweet spot actually over the weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The Lent diet plus the fiber thins. Dude, acing the test.
I haven't seen you in a week. You look thinner.
I've never seen you in blue jeans before.
Yeah.
No, that, I think that might be what it is. Yeah. Like, you are
maybe
looking
young
today.
Jeans.
It might be the jeans. I was thinking the same thing.
My pre-pandemic wardrobe out again.
Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry. I was just reading the fan text. Another church clip right here. These fools are trying to Pat Boone, Kurt Franklin, and the family. Oh, my gosh. I got this sent to me by so many Tolos over the weekend. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate it. Doing your jobs at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Yeah, they're trying to Pat Boone, Kurt Franklin, and the family.
The music has gone too far. You think we've got too ready with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. Now you know. Glory, glory. You better wipe them hands together. Act like you know up in here.
Wow. Wow.
To say, lately I...
Holy hell.
Lately I've been going through some things that's really got me down.
Put your hands together.
Come on. I need someone, somebody to help me come and turn my life around.
Oh, I feel like I need some church up in here. Come
I
on,
can't
say.
Explain.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
It's not as good as Kirk Franklin.
I mean, jeez, she even did the hoo-ah,
hoo-ah. Put your hands together.
What the hell are we doing? By the way, let me cleanse the palate real quick.
You that think that gospel music has gone too far.
Yeah.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard
you
nothing
can't.
Yet.
And you if you don't know, yet.
Now you know.
Glory, glory. Now listen to this.
The music has gone too far. You think we've got too ready with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. Now you know. Glory, glory.
They, jeez.
Just copy and paste.
My God.
It's called talent, lady. Everybody's not got it.
Oh, my God. Let's see. One more right here. Should I do the Parrot or the Utah State basketball? I'll do the Parrot. Utah State basketball coach is kind of sad. This parrot right here clearly likes Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Kiki. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Silence.
Good control. For now.
You know I can love a good parrot for G-Bag of the Day, Lucius.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys ever hear the Let the Bodies Hit the Floor parrot?
Yes.
Five-time champ back, yes. In 2012.
Yeah.
Had to have heard that.
Yeah.
Alrighty, is it a Pee-wee player who wants to play safety? Is it a Kevin Harlan reading a promo with vigor? Is it the pastor mashup on the English language, shame or guilt? Pat Booning of Kirk Franklin and the family did not go well at church. Parrot loves earth, wind, and fire. I'll vote for that parrot, Chief. How about you?
I'll go with the shame and the guilt.
Lucius?
The Pee-wee football player. He's playing it safe, bro.
I love that kid.
It's my first year.
I'm sticking with the champ as well.
Brian?
Kevin Harlan.
By a score of 2-1. And still, your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the Pee-wee safety out there on the football fields. Best of luck to him staying safe. Might want to move over a little to corner. At least you have a better shot there.
There's your safety.
Yeah, man. Trayvon Diggs did it, bro. You can do it, too.
Hey, we got Krusty's Corner coming up next. Where are we going with that?
Yeah, I've got some questions for my guys. We'll go through those next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.